Welcome to the Dr. Leslie Show with Faith Consciousness, your bridge to wholeness and clarity in a rapidly changing world. I'm your host, Dr. Leslie Wells, and I'm glad you're here. Friends, welcome back. This is the Dr. Leslie Show, and this is where we explore real life, real challenges, and the path to wholeness and clarity. So I want to remind you, last week, you know, we were talking about sound, frequency, and healing. Okay, we had an experience, and I want to tell you that today we're going to go into an experience again of what it feels like to receive sound with an awareness of sound as frequency. Now, what does that mean? So, folks, we talked about how over 100 years ago, Albert Einstein introduced to the world the understanding that this world that seems solid is actually mostly empty space. This is an energetic realm that we live in. Now, that might sound mystical and magical and kind of out there, but guess what? Modern science has us understanding this as such a solid part of day-to-day reality that we experience the use of equipment in hospitals that's working with the body as frequency. Okay, have you heard of an MRI scan, magnetic resonance imaging? So believe it or not, when we get an MRI, which actually shows us into the body intricate details between one tissue and another, we can analyze and see deeply into how the structures of the body are formed and how they're functioning with this relatively, and I'm going to say relatively new technology. MRI is not new, but it's a lot newer than, say, X-rays, okay? Now, that magnetic resonance imaging is about putting the physical body in front of a great big magnet, okay? It has the ions in your body turn in a certain direction, or the electrons are actually move because of the magnet, and then we have sound. If you've ever had an MRI scan, you know that you sit there and listen to these really loud sounds while you're in that, let's say, tube, okay? So we are applying these principles that are scientific but aren't really normally integrated into mainstream thought yet. We're applying them in our technologies all the time. A lot of people think that things like crystals are kind of woo-woo and out there in this metaphysical world. You know that your watch usually has a crystal in it. Do you know that crystals are used to store data for computers? So I heard a scientist once say to me that science fiction isn't really fiction. And I think back to Star Trek, and they had these crystals that were running the machine, you know, on the spaceship, on the Starship Enterprise. So interesting that even back then, a lot of what was being brought through in that science fiction series was based on new science, okay? Now it's not so new anymore, okay? It's old science that the world we live in is actually different than how it appears to our senses. So our sense of smell and taste and touch and hearing and sight is perceiving what we would call energy or frequency and interpreting that data to where we have an actual experience with this world that we interpret as quite solid, okay? We feel like things are really solidly existing when we can touch it and feel it and hear it with our ears and see it with our eyes and smell it with our nose, taste it, okay? That makes things seem very solid to us. But actually, the reason we are experiencing that solidity of our world is because we have these senses that we are wired to be interpreting energetic data and translating it into a solid experience of reality. Now, interesting that in scriptures, the Bible says to perceive from that which is not physical, okay? The Bible says that faith is the evidence of that which is not seen, okay? When we can begin to understand the truth of that which is not visible to us, which can't be solidly perceived, then we're beginning to understand the truth of the root of what our reality is made of. Let's say the fabric of reality is something that isn't really perceived yet, if you want to go to its deepest core. The scriptures say we fight not a battle of flesh and blood, but principalities. Let's just say it's an energetic, it's a spiritual engagement that we have when we're participating with this world. If we want to look at it at its deepest core cause level, we're looking at something that's not solid. And when we begin to understand that and understand that we're using technology to actually interpret things that aren't solid, like frequency and vibration in tissues, which is what MRI scans do, they interpret vibrational movement, micro movement of these subatomic particles in our bodies to bring through images to where we're able to see inside the body what these tissues and organs are doing structurally. So interesting, the deeper we dive into not looking at the symptom or the effect, but going into the cause, the more we're able to work with our physical health and our reality at its core. And the good news is there's actually a place where change can happen in an amazing way that seems to defy natural law. It seems almost supernatural. Things that we would call miracles can happen when we can engage with the true core root of what's being expressed. Now, we're going to talk in today's show about how that can happen in modern ways where we're working with this core fabric. We're working with frequency. We're working with vibration. We're working with the energetic fabric that the physical body is an expression of, that your physical world is an expression of, and even the dynamics in your relationships are an expression of something unseen and something that's very mutable. It's something that's changeable. And this is how we can align with what we call faith consciousness and be a cause for positive change that seems like a miracle because it's not something tangible from the outside. So we're going to take a break in a moment. I want you to know that when we come back in, we're going to be exploring spontaneous healing, my own spontaneous healing of breast cancer that happened earlier this year. I'm going to go into the details of what that looked like and how these types of things are happening around the world, and you're going to get to experience a sound experience that's profound. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few moments. This is Dr. Leslie with the Dr. Leslie Show. Welcome back. This is a Dr. Leslie Show with Faith Consciousness, where we explore real life, real challenges, and the path to wholeness and clarity. Okay, folks, remember that, again, we talked last week about sound being medicine, and we explored how sound is not just something we hear, it's something we are. Every cell in the body vibrates. Again, that's how that MRI scan picks up the images that show the details of the tissues in your body. It's because it's picking up on the vibration of the cells in the body. Every organ has a frequency. And when frequency shifts, biology responds. So sound healing works because frequency influences matter. And as we move forward show to show, you're going to begin to understand how frequency can affect your health and well-being, what's being expressed through your physical body, and also your outer world, interestingly. Okay, today I want to take it one step deeper from external sound to internal stillness. So today we're going to talk a bit about one of the components of the healing, the spontaneous healing that I had was what we call meditation or a deep sense of relaxation and inner focus, okay? But first, I want to revisit and bring us into an experience again of actual sound with an intention towards having an effect. So, you know, there are actually practitioners who are working with methods of sound that are causing the body to change, causing the mind to change, causing the nervous system to go into a state of peace, a state of ease, which translates into changes in your biochemistry, changes in your brain chemistry, changes in how you feel, what you're going to think about, and how you relate to others. Okay? One of those instruments is tuning forks. There are practices now of scientifically based healing modalities using sound with tuning forks that are very precise and specific to help bring about a recalibration and balance in the body, help bring back its inner peace and balance. There's other methods. There's sound baths you can experience, that this is not a new technology at all, where people are using crystal bowls or Tibetan metal bowls, bringing a powerful sound, even gongs, where sound frequencies are filling a room and your body can actually relax into and receive those frequencies in training to that sound. In training, let me explain that term for a second. But folks, entrainment means becoming like, okay? I'm going to give you an example where one person can influence another and they entrain, they become like. Women who live or work together, our biofield actually sends out, let's say, a resonance or a frequency. Our biofield is sending out signals that other people's biofields pick up on. And women who live and work together, often their menstrual cycle entrains to where they end up menstruating the exact same days of the month when it wasn't that way before they started hanging around each other, okay? So that's one direct example that scientifically proven, where humans can be an entrainment to each other, okay? Now, another example of entrainment, if you hung two clocks that have pendulums swinging near each other, those pendulums will entrain to each other, and eventually they're going to sync up and be swinging back and forth at exactly the same time. Isn't that interesting? So know that when we entrain, we are actually engaging with our surroundings. Now, when you're in a room of sound that's specifically bringing forward a powerful vibration through sound, your bodies, your biofield will begin to harmonize and entrain to those frequencies, which means that it can move out of, let's call it more of a state of chaos, into a state of coherence, of ease, and of harmony. Now, last time you got a little taste of what that can feel like. If you're new to the show, welcome to your first experience of this through the show. I've brought a special guest today who has a talent, who has a gift, who has an ability that she says can also be taught. So she helps people engage with this ability in themselves as well. But she has an ability to bring through sound in a way that it can be a very healing, transforming influence on your body, your mind, and your biofield, that some would engage that term with their spirit as well. What and who we are as an invisible being, that which carries on before and after these physical bodies, can actually be influenced in the here and now through specific sound. Last week, we talked about how that happened for King Saul when David played the harp in the Old Testament, okay, where the scriptures talked about how what would be seen as an evil or heavy spirit upon him was lifted, that he was released of this burden and moved into ease by the playing of that harp. That's sound healing right there. Now, I want to introduce Dina again today. Welcome, Dina. Thanks for being with us again.
Hi, Dr. Leslie. Thanks for having me here again.
Great to have you. So I just want to acknowledge and honor you for following your soul calling and being a vessel of healing that I believe all healing comes from God, because it's a blessed lifting into something higher, something more, helping to bring us back into that which we were intended to be, which we were created with that potential to become. So I want to thank you for being an extension of heavenly realms on the earth by bringing through this gift of healing and of bringing peace to people's minds and bodies. Tell us a little bit about how that works.
It works by me, in essence, tuning into the person. You were just talking about the rhythms and cycles and the biospheres and how we kind of talk to each other, and it's a similar concept, feeling, and the melodies just start flowing in, the tones and the frequencies.
And then what happens when a person is receiving those tones and frequencies into their ears and into their biofield?
I would say the first thing that they start feeling is relaxation. Mm-hmm. The gentle sounds, tones, they always bring that moment of calm and peace. Also, as we had mentioned, of how it really addresses the nervous system and that parasympathetic nervous system, bringing it back into the homeostasis, calm state. So that's usually the very first thing. They just immediately say that they feel a relief, a calm, a peace.
Beautiful, mm-hmm. Beautiful. And does that translate into any physical changes for any of your clients?
For some that may have anxiety, a lot of overwhelm, where they feel gut sensations, let's say, pains or discomforts in the tummy or the abdomen, where they've held a lot of emotion, they will feel that release and start to ease. Mm-hmm. Even we can talk a lot about even the phrase of, I'm carrying so much weight on my shoulders, and just that tension and a heaviness, mm-hmm. that they will feel a heaviness lift from them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Beautiful. Beautiful, yeah. Like King Saul did.
Yes.
Lovely.
Exactly.
Lovely. What a gift. So, mm-hmm. And friends, I'm going to share this with you again. I spoke about it last week. The Center for Disease Control, the CDC, has shown that over 97% of illness is related to stress, okay? So I want to explain to you how important it is that we have an awareness of the state of our body, mind, and our nervous system. And when the nervous system goes into ease, when you move out of that state of stress, that sympathetic response in the nervous system, and move into that peace, that flows into the biochemistry of your body and even how your tissues and organs are behaving and adapting to their world. So you can move into a physical healing by deeply releasing yourself from that state of stress and moving the body mind into peace. Okay, so I just want to bring this gift, and before I give it to you, I'm going to let you know something else that's in the making. Okay, when we come back from the next break, we're going to be talking about meditation, and I'm going to explain to you how that played a role in my spontaneous cancer healing. Dina and I have agreed to put together her sound healing frequencies, her voice and sound, with guided meditation that I will bring through, and we're going to give you a sample online so you can actually experience it at home, okay? So, but for now, be like a sponge, and if you're able, take a deep breath in. If you can close your eyes, that's fine. If not, just leave them open and feel the peace and ease as Dina brings through a sampling of what sound healing feels like. Just be like a sponge and receive it.
Ooh.
Welcome back. This is a Dr. Leslie Show with Faith Consciousness, where we explore real life, real challenges, and the path to wholeness and clarity in a rapidly changing world. So, folks, I have never lived through a time of change as radical as what we're living in right now. And, you know, maybe some of you have, but not in my lifetime. So I'm saying this is, if ever there was a good time to explore new things, to bring well-being into your world, into your body, into your mind, and guess what? You, as a vibrational being in a vibrational world, you have an impact on this entire planet. And the more and more of us move into ease, harmony, amongst the chaos, amongst the unexpected, amongst the drama of life, we are emitting frequencies of peace when we are being that ourselves. So when you bring healing to you and you bring well-being to you, you're being a catalyst for that to come to the world. Do you know, I learned that there's a group of Buddhist monks that are walking across the country who are right here in our city today in Charlotte, North Carolina, and they are doing that very thing. They are seeing themselves as bringers of peace as they hold that focus and walk one step at a time for thousands of miles. Now, why would someone do something like that? Because of their wisdom and their higher understanding. They're being a blessing and a gift to this planet to emit a strong frequency. And the more people pay attention to them and think about what they're doing, the more we're feeding energy into that field that they are creating and emitting. It's in a field of an intention of peace. Holding a sense of peace amongst everything that's going on in the world right now. So guess what? You can be that intender of peace that gets emitted straight into your body, straight into your mind, and it's going to affect every area of your life, all the way down to your bank account. Mm-hmm. Your health and your wealth are connected. Stay tuned, and in future shows, you're going to learn exactly how, okay? But for today, we're talking more about sound, healing, and meditation. So, Dina, I'm looking forward to what we're going to create with these guided meditations that have your sound healing toned through your voice in the background. Friends, I want you to know this will be a first ever on the planet. Okay, this will be unique and never done before. So we're going where no women or men have gone before to create a Dr. Leslie guided meditation series with Dina Baker's Through the Voice, very gifted sound healing in the background. I've never had an experience of sound like what you bring through, Dina. When I first heard some of your recordings on Bandcamp. Is that what it's called? Bandcamp.
And I have a YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm. I was amazed. And I was like, I've never heard anything like this in my life. Mm-hmm. And folks, she's singing songs without words.
Yes.
And, or at least not words in language that we can interpret in that way. So the mind gets to sit on the back burner, and you get to just have this amazing experience that bypasses the mind. It's really profound. Mm-hmm. Dina, what kind of feedback do you get from your clients that are receiving this?
Sometimes they don't have words. Sometimes they have literally said just what you said. I have never heard anything like this before. You touched my heart, my soul. I feel like you brought heaven on earth. And sometimes there are no words.
Well, I'll tell you what, folks. Dina came and performed at my church, and there was a standing ovation. I think everyone was speechless, and all we could do was stand and clap. Mm-hmm. Okay, it was just an experience that there are no words for. And now we're going to create something that you can do at home and experience these sound frequencies as well as guided meditation. Now, we're going to move into that conversation a little deeper now about meditation. Folks, meditation is not about emptying the mind. Scientifically speaking, it's a regulated shift in brainwave states. So we're moving from what we call beta brainwaves, which is stress and analysis and active thinking and acting in the world, into states called alpha, theta, and sometimes gamma. These are more deeply relaxed brain frequencies. A change in the autonomic nervous system tone also happens. We go from fight or flight, like when you're listening to Dina's sound healing. Meditation itself helps you move into that more calm, reset, rest, and repair in your nervous system. So in meditation, cortisol drops. That's your stress active mind hormone. Inflammation markers decrease. Immune signaling improves. And the body exits survival mode. So from a biological standpoint, meditation places the body in a coherent, healing-ready state. And coherence is everything. I'm going to bring in a little bit more about the science of coherence and who's up to working amazing things on the planet with that. In just a minute, we're going to talk about a man named Dr. Joe Dispenza. But first, let's talk about the scriptures and what they have to say. Okay, meditation is not a New Age concept. Scripture has always pointed us there. Did you know that the Bible uses the word meditate more than it uses the word pray? Isn't that interesting? Okay, Psalms 46:10 says, "Be still and know that I am God." Isaiah 30:15 says, "In quietness and trust shall be your strength." And Luke 2:19 says, Mary pondered these things in her heart. What do you do when you ponder something in your heart? That's another way of describing what we call meditating, to ponder in your heart, to move out of the mind and into your heart and sit with something is to meditate. Biblical meditation was never about striving. It was about stilling the mind so that divine intelligence could move. You know, I like to think of prayer as talking to God. Most people are telling God things to do. God, please do this and please do that and forgive me for this and bless that and heal that person. There's a lot of instructions most of us do when we pray, okay? And meditation can be listening to God, listening to the divine, allowing in that still, quiet place for you to be ministered to, for the Holy Spirit or whatever you want to call that heaven on earth spirit or frequency. You know what? Language is different in all different languages. Names don't really matter. That which we call Jesus was actually named something more like Yeshua. I would say the closest English name would be Joshua. So don't get too attached to the words. Let's just know that the reality and the experience is what's real. Stillness is a receptive power. Now, your lifestyle as frequency is setting the stage for healing. So before I ever had my spontaneous healing experience, there was preparation. And over time, I realized that I had done things that helped me set myself up for that spontaneous healing, that miracle that happened. I was living cleaner. I was eating more intentionally. Once I was diagnosed with cancer, I intentionally improved my sleep cycles. I went into detoxing my mental and physical self and reduced stress and overstimulation. I moved more regularly into my times of prayer and meditation. I set that as my priority. Why? You know why? I got scared. I got shaken up. Have you ever had a diagnosis that made you shake up a little bit, or someone you loved have a diagnosis that was disturbing? I had that. And I'm going to tell you, I know what it feels like to feel obsessed. Like it was hard to get my mind off of what was going wrong with my body. So I started working on it. I pulled myself into gear and I wanted to see what could happen with faith consciousness, with moving into a higher state of being and beginning to trust and believe for what the Bible shows can happen. Miraculous healings. Actually, in modern science, we begin to understand the science behind what we used to call miracles. It's actually about applying the laws of energy over the laws of matter. That which is invisible begins to take hold of that which is visible, and we can watch amazing things happen. Dr. Cami Benton was the doctor overseeing my journey. In our next session, I'm going to tell you more about her and Dr. Joe Dispenza. We're going to move into more explorations here on the Dr. Leslie Show with Faith Consciousness. Stay tuned for this break, and you're going to get more when we come back. Welcome back. This is the Dr. Leslie Show with Faith Consciousness, where we're exploring real life, real challenges, and real healing. Yes, that's right. We are talking about the spontaneous remission of my breast cancer. This was an experience I had this year in 2026. I want to preface, folks, that I'm not presenting this as a medical claim, and this is definitely not telling you to stray from your medical director's advice. I'm helping to educate you from my own lived experience, okay? There are holistic methods that can enhance what you're doing with allopathic traditional medicine or even bring about amazing, profound results before you even started, because I had not. I had not started down the path of traditional medicine with my journey with cancer yet. And at the time, I had just decided I first wanted to go with the understandings I had of faith consciousness. I wanted to eat my own cooking and say, let's practice what we preach and see what this body can do. And it happened. It happened. So we're not going to cover all of this in one show. I'm actually going to have Dr. Cami Benton on, who was my overseeing medical doctor. She is a functional medicine doctor here around the Charlotte area with Benton Integrative Medicine. We're going to talk about how this happened. We're going to let her explain from her perspective as my doctor what happened and how these biopsies went from revealing cancer to being completely clear. And I will share with you the experience that I had in my body, in my mind, in my vibrational state. And you know what? I knew that it was gone and declared it. I declared that I knew I was fully healed and can feel it in my body and in my field 2 hours before Dr. Benton called me to say I couldn't wait until the office open tomorrow morning. We've gotten your results back and you're 100% clear. It was beautiful to me that I had just stated it. In fact, I told my coach, okay, a pastor who's a coach for me, like a life coach, I was in session with her and I said, Reverend Christy, I'm going to tell you right now, I don't care what my biopsy comes back to say. Even if it's positive, I know that I'm well. I can feel it. I just know. And 2 hours later, Dr. Benton called and let me know the results were back. So anyway, let's look at who else is working with this. Who else is working with consciousness, frequency, and meditation towards making changes in our body, mind, and our reality. Dr. Joe Dispenza is one of those on the planet, and he has documented thousands of cases of what medicine calls spontaneous remission. Okay, what Dr. Dispenza's data shows is that people are healing through his practices, through his guidance, through his events. People heal unexpectedly and often report deep meditative states that they went into that prefaced that healing. Okay, brain scans are showing gamma coherence. That means he's got scans of where these people who experienced spontaneous healings were able to access a very, very deeply relaxed state in their brain. Their brain waves moved into this deep, relaxed state called gamma. Folks, can I tell you that when you get really relaxed, resistance is released? That's like King Saul, who the evil spirit, the resistance, the suffering, the troubling, relaxed, and it was lifted from him when he was listening to those sounds. When we go into a deeply relaxed state, even through prayer and meditation, we can move into a place where the immune system appears to reorganize itself, where brain scans show this gamma coherence, and the body exits the path of the past and enters a new biological pattern. Dr. Dispenza calls it breaking the habit of being you, okay, letting go of your past and all of the issues and challenges and maladaptations, all of the illness that your past was creating, being expressed in your mind, in your body, in your relationships, in your finances, in your workplace, in your family. Those things can change when you go to the core. And the core is what we would call spiritual, energetic. It's invisible. When you begin to see through spiritual eyes and have a devotion to the invisible more than what you're looking at, more than what's written on that piece of paper, more than what that bank statement shows or that divorce decree shows, when you begin to commit yourself to believing and honoring and trusting and having faith in that which cannot be seen yet, you are opening the doors for miraculous change in your physical outcomes and in your body and in your world. So let me tell you, that is what happened for me. Okay, when consciousness changes, biology flows. And I set the stage through physical changes in my life. I chose different sleep patterns. I became much more intentional with supporting my body-mind's well-being in my practices in daily life. I started practicing what I knew to be true about the things we can do to support well-being through our diet, through our thoughts, through our daily habits. I moved into that because life kind of shook me up enough to take a lot more time and attention and give a lot more willingness to be disciplined in my schedule and make that a priority. Okay? Then I engaged with a functional medicine doctor who got me onto a path and onto a machine that we're going to teach you about next time, an energy medicine machine, and I was her practice's very first client to use it. She explained it to me. She told me about the radio frequencies that it uses. It uses a number of different technologies and blends them together. It's called a biocharger machine. It uses a Tesla coil and Rife frequencies and the best of the best of the gifts of a number of scientists, actually five different scientists, contributed to this planet with these different technologies, and they were all blended in this machine. And it was on my fifth session on that machine that I decided today I was going to turn my awareness within while being in that session. So I went into a state of meditation myself while I was amongst this particular healing field. And that's when it all happened. Okay. That's when I moved into kind of an altered state of consciousness. I saw myself as above and beyond this planet. It was like I was looking down from heaven or from space, looking at planet Earth, and then seeing me on the earth living my life. I felt myself as an eternal being and an eternal part of God or the divine. And when I did, I felt so much joy. I felt so much love for this earth and everything in it, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Somehow from that place, I saw nothing wrong with this picture. Even as horrifying as it can seem when we are walking this path, I look down at it all. The chaos and the drama, the pain and the pleasure. I saw the love and the hate of this planet. And somehow, through those eyes, I saw the whole picture as beautiful. And I knew in that moment and said to myself, it doesn't matter if I have cancer or not. I'm eternal. I suddenly didn't care if I had this illness or if it was released from my body. I really didn't care. I had this altered state, and I experienced myself from beyond this world and from that higher place. I really didn't mind if I had cancer or not. It had no power over me. And at the end of that session, I found tears on my face, tears of bliss, tears of joy, tears of love, tears of connection with God. I really don't know how to explain it. My dad used to have tears on his cheeks sometimes in church when we were in prayer and worship. And that's the feeling I felt. I felt that merging with all that is, with the divine love that brought life into our bodies. And I felt peace and ease, and I reached down and touched my body, and my physical, tangible, touchable symptoms were gone. I got my things together. I went out into the hallway there at the medical practice. I hugged all the staff, and I said, I think I'm healed. I think I'm healed. My body's changed. So next week, I'm going to tell you more about the follow-up conversation I had with Dr. Benton, and ultimately the scientific results that showed that my cancer was completely gone. And we're going to talk about what you can do to move into an altered state that can bring healing to your body, your mind, your health, your wealth, your relationships, your finances. We're going to talk about how to move into harmony and flow in a way that allows you to get miracles in your life, reminding you now that you are never alone. You are worthy. You are loved. And all is well.
Great radio doesn't end here. Catch the full episode and dive or into our archives on the WSIC News app.
WSIC 105.9 FM, 100.7 FM, 1400 AM, Statesville, Lake Norman's home for local talk radio. WSIC, local, starts here.